Welcome to the American Classroom Podcast. My name is Jared Taylor, and I'm here with my co-host, Lindsay Croslin. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Good morning. I'm excited to talk about today's subject.
Yeah, that's great. We are in studio, and we have over Zoom Lee Routman, who is going to talk about a really important part of education right now. The topic is the Holocaust. So welcome, Lee. We're glad to have you on American Classroom.
Thank you. It's a privilege and an honor to be here with you today.
Lee, let's just start by sharing with our listeners a little bit about your background and tell us about the importance of this particular topic.
Fantastic. So my name is Lee Routman. I'm the executive director of the Holocaust Learning Experience. I'm going to give you a little bit of a history of our program and how it came to be so you can understand our why of why we're doing this program, and then we can get into the how and the what. So I am a social worker by trade. I've been working with Holocaust. I always say I'm privileged and honored to be able to be working with Holocaust survivors. I've been doing it for about 15 years now. One of the things when you're working with Holocaust survivors, you hear from them on a regular basis is they implore you, what are you going to do to keep our stories alive? What are you going to do to educate students? How are you going to keep the history and lessons from the Holocaust alive? So that's really the impetus and the why for us doing this program. We're based in South Florida, where we're fortunate and lucky enough to work with a lot of Holocaust survivors. We have the third largest population of Holocaust survivors in the world, third to Israel and New York. And we have, and I have been able to bring survivors into classrooms for years, help them share their stories and educate students on the lessons from the Holocaust. But our impetus is really, you know, once you go out of Southeast Florida, there are no Holocaust survivors to bring into classrooms. So we really wanted to make a program that was scalable and unique and accessible and uniform for teachers. It started again in Florida, all across the state of Florida, to use and to share with their students. So that is our why and how we got to what we're doing. And it's very exciting that we're now a nationally recognized program. We can bring this program anywhere into any school, any district, any charter school, private school, homeschool. As long as there's Wi-Fi, they can have this program.
Well, thank you. And thank your organization for pulling this together. We'd love to learn a little bit more. And correct me if I'm getting it wrong. The Holocaust Learning Experience, is that the K-12 program that's offered?
It is. It's fifth grade through 12th grade. And one of the reasons why we're doing this again is, you know, we really, in today's world, it seems as though empathy is missing. And that's what our program focuses on. Our program focuses on teaching students the importance of mitigating the language of hate, bigotry, bias, and prejudice. And we do this through the lens of history, through the lens of the Holocaust, which, as we all know, is the most documented genocide in current history. So that's why we're doing what we're doing, is really teaching students that empathy and that character development through the lens of the Holocaust.
Yeah, that's powerful. That's powerful. Maybe you can just highlight two or three of the big lessons that you would hope some of the children that are having some of these lessons take away once they have this experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's interesting about our program is we have over 40 lessons in our catalog, ranging from fifth grade through 12th grade. Across curriculum, teachers are using it interdisciplinary. And those lessons that students are learning are, again, really those character development pieces. Our subjects range from heroes of the Holocaust. So we have that being used in classrooms. We have a plethora of lessons for teachers to pick from. But again, that overarching goal and every one of those lessons has a call to action. Now that you've learned this, now that you've seen this, now that you've heard this, what are you going to do to make a difference in your world today? What's also unique and interesting about our program is that we are one of the only entities out there that are collecting real-time data. So we do have student surveys at the end of every lesson that are voluntary. There is no identifying data collected in those surveys, but it's based on a Likert scale and a look back. Before this lesson, did you know? After this lesson, how do you feel? And we've received thousands and thousands of responses from students to emphasize what they're learning. And I would tell you that 87% of the students who were surveyed reported being more cognizant of what it might be like to be in someone else's shoes. And 84% of those students reported that if they saw something happening, they would be more likely to stand up and intervene on another student's behalf. So that's that character and empathy development that we're looking at in this program and teaching these students the importance of.
I love that, teaching them like stand up for something. If you see something wrong happening, then use your voice for good. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're really working on enlightening and cultivating, you know, generations to become upstanders and to be able to work individually and collectively to help eradicate bigotry, hate, bias, and prejudice.
And the timing was really good for us. I know we met at the charter school conference in a couple months ago down in Florida. For us, it was timely here in Arizona. Schools are required to teach the Holocaust under a new state law that was passed. And so when I saw your booth, I thought, oh, I need to learn more about this and see if, you know, we taught the Holocaust and I think we did a pretty good job both in the U.S. history. We teach the Diary of Anne Frank. Our children use that as one of the pieces of literature that they read. Viktor Frankl is also one of our classics, you know, that people are encouraged to read and understand. But I think we just needed a little bit more. And I've heard good feedback from the teachers that have picked up on the curriculum. So thank you. And the timing was good. So I don't know who's listening to this, if it's other teachers or school leaders in Arizona or other states that may have similar laws. But if you are looking for some good resources, definitely check out these resources. We're going to link to them in the show notes, and maybe that'll benefit your school. Maybe that'll benefit your classrooms. So thank you for that.
The Holocaust was such a horrific event that I think maybe some parents might wonder what's being taught at what grade level. Do you mind just sharing kind of how you guys have approached that in developing the curriculum?
Absolutely. So our curriculum, as I said, is 5th grade through 12th grade. It is age appropriate. It is separated within our system by grade, so there's no opportunity for a 5th or 6th grade teacher seeing a high school lesson. We made sure of that as a fail-safe. Our curriculum specialist, the person who aligned our program, and our program is standards and benchmarks aligned. So again, in Florida, I'm going to go back a little bit and show that there are 26 states that have a mandate on Holocaust education. Back in the 23 school year, the state of Florida was the first state to really add significant standards and benchmarks to that education for students from 5th grade through 12th grade. And what we decided to do as a program was align our program to those standards and benchmarks put out by the state of Florida. And we did that for two reasons. One, so we could roll this out across the entire state of Florida. And two, so we could have a really easy crosswalk to any other state because the state of Florida's standards and benchmarks are so robust. So they are written by the standards and benchmarks are written by the state of Florida. So they are developmentally age appropriate. Our subject matter expert is a retired educator from Broward County, Florida, which is the 6th largest school district in the country. She taught Holocaust education for over 20 years. She won awards for her Holocaust education. She also has a master's degree in curriculum development. So that is who aligned our program to the appropriate standards and benchmarks for grade level. So yes, we are very cognizant, very aware of grade level importance and developmentally appropriate materials for students. And you can be assured that everything in there is separated by age group and grade.
So Lee, if a school or if a teacher picks up your curriculum and wants to do that, how would they engage and what kind of support would they receive from you or your organization?
That's a great question. One of the things I haven't shared yet is that this program is completely free. There's no charge to any school district, any school, homeschool, private school, charter school that wants to use these resources. The way it works is you can reach us directly through our website. There's a contact us button and set up a time to Zoom. I do a presentation. I show them what the program is. Once they've decided that they want to use the program, we have multiple learning opportunities for the teachers. We do on-demand, meaning if your school or your district says that you want to have a teacher orientation on Tuesday at 4 o'clock, one of our program directors will be on a Zoom with your teachers at Tuesday at 4 o'clock and walk them through the program. If you don't have time or your teachers are spread out, we have ongoing meetings once a month that they can join. And then we also have a pre-recorded lesson on how to use the learning management system. So we really have tried to make ourselves as accessible to teachers as possible, because we know that if teachers are comfortable using a program, they're more likely to use it. And that's what we want. We want them to use this gift. That's what teachers are calling this program, this gift in the classroom, as often as possible. And what's also unique about this program is because of the way we've structured it, it really is being used across curriculum and interdisciplinary. So it's not just for a Holocaust studies class or for a 1 week portion of world history. We have lessons in multiple lessons in multiple different curriculums. We have language arts, social studies, world history, geography. We have a lesson on corporate complicity, so high school economics classes can use it. We have a lesson on athletes during the Holocaust, where we talk about the 1936 Olympics, so PE teachers are using it. So we've really tried to make this into a program where throughout a child's education from fifth grade through 12th grade, they can experience a few lessons a year and really build on it every year and understand and learn. And then that way, when they leave school and they leave high school and they go off into the real world, they have a better understanding of how to mitigate hate, how to mitigate bias and prejudice, and how to be an upstander and recognize what's propaganda and stand up to it.
That's huge. And, you know, sometimes when people give free stuff out, they really have an agenda on it. And I know you guys are just doing this because you need more quality material and content and understanding, you know, about this topic. So I think that's really important. And American Classroom, of course, is affiliated with the Heritage Schools, who has incorporated some of these lessons in, and we feel that the quality of the material is really good, and we're more of a classical traditional program, so we love the character development aspect of it as well. That ties in really cleanly with some of the character work that we do as well. So we recommend that to anyone investigating this area. So thank you again and thank your donors, whoever's providing this material. That's very generous of them.
I'm curious with the curriculum. I haven't been able to preview it, but I'm wondering, because there are Holocaust survivors in our communities, is some of your curriculum story-based? And are there any videos that students can watch and hear from the people who had these experiences, or is it just mostly text?
It is all story-based. It is all lesson-based. So the way the program is structured is on a learning management system. Once a district or a school has access to the system, each teacher has their own enrollment key for them to go into the system whenever they would like and have access to their particular grade level department lessons. The way the lessons are structured in the learning management system is the first piece we have in there is a teacher's resource guide. So that teacher's resource guide is really their facilitation tool. It goes through the learning objectives of each lesson. There's vocabulary in there. There are links to other entities where they can pull more information if they want. There's critical thinking. There's discussion questions. There's poetry. There is a knowledge-based assessment. We like to say that we are 100% teacher-focused. We're teacher-centric. We want to give teachers everything that they need. So that first step in the program is that teacher's resource guide. That is that facilitation tool. The next step in each lesson is the pre-recorded mini documentary style lesson from the Holocaust. These range in time from 8 minutes to 20 minutes, They are filled with historical footage and primary sources. So there's a lot happening on the screen. We have, you know, we know students today learn very differently than I learned when I was younger. So there's music, there's movement, there's things happening on the screen. What's being said might not be what's being written on the screen. So there's a lot of stimulation happening. And then we've also closed captioned every one of our lessons and survivor testimonies in 5 languages, because we do want to be as inclusive as possible. So right now we have these lessons closed captioned in English for students who might be hearing impaired, Spanish, Creole, Portuguese, and Russian. And we have the ability to add additional languages should we need to. But once they finish the lesson, the next piece that opens up is the survivor testimony. So there's a survivor testimony in every one of our lessons where students are hearing from that living history. They are, the survivor testimonies are also range in length from 8 minutes to 20 minutes. And the survivors are sharing their stories that correlate to the lesson. So if the lesson is on heroes of the Holocaust, the survivor is talking about the heroes that saved him during the Holocaust and what that meant to him. And both the pre-recorded mini documentary and the survivor testimony have a call to action, like I said. So teachers and students are hearing from that living history and they're challenging students. What are you going to do today to combat bias and prejudice? How are you going to be a hero today? And how are you going to impact the world around you? And then the last piece is that student survey. Again, we're collecting that real-time data that we talked about earlier. So that's really how the program is laid out on the learning management system. Every lesson is set up exactly the same way. So it's really easy for teachers to get used to and know how to use the program and be able to share these lessons with their students.
It's amazing. I just got chills just hearing about that. And it wasn't even a testimony from somebody. You were just saying how you have people who survived sharing these experiences for students to hear and to like have it be impactful for them.
Lee, share if a school wants to pull this in, share a couple mistakes you've seen them make as they, you know, start and some ways that they've really succeeded. I'd love to hear some success stories about how the program's made just to help shorten their learning curve for someone that might be interested.
Sure. I think the best way that teachers bring this in is if they participate in a training once the district has brought it in. So we're able to really teach them how to use the program. Once we're able to do that, the teachers really understand. I think it's harder for the teachers to really understand how to use the program without that piece involved, whether it's a pre-recorded version of us doing it or doing it live or joining one of our ongoing programs. I think that's the most important part. But I will share one little anecdotal teacher orientation that we had that was a really interesting 180-degree turn. We were in one of the rural districts up in North Florida presenting the program. And there was a teacher in the classroom who was very upset that we were going to be teaching about the Holocaust because, you know, they weren't allowed to teach about African-American history. And he was really very angry and he kind of stomped out of the teacher training and he collected himself and he came back into the teacher training. And the program director that was working that training shifted what she was going to be showing. And she shared the story and the lesson on athletes during the Holocaust, which talks about Jesse Owens and the 1936 Olympics. At the end of the training, the same teacher that stomped out angry stood up in front of the entire group of teachers present and said, "Oh my God, I didn't know any of that. Everyone needs to be using this. I'm going to be using this in my PE class going forward because I didn't know any of that." So what we're finding, you know, that was a really impactful moment. And what we're finding is, you know, in a lot of instances, teachers are learning right alongside their students in this program. And, you know, one of the reasons we did what we're doing is because we know historically when teachers are told to teach about the Holocaust, they're told to go to this site, go to that site, pull some information here, pull some information there. And it's a really daunting task for them to be able to go in and find things. And then, you know, how do they know it's the right thing? There's a lot of misinformation out in the world today. So one of the, you know, major benefits of this program is that all of the information is vetted. It's all curated from scholarly resources like Yad Vashem, like United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, Echoes and Reflections, Facing History, all those places that teachers were told, here, go there and figure it out. We've curated that and put it in this nice bundled package for teachers to be able to use directly in their classrooms with their students.
I think that's powerful. I hope our listeners that have influence in this area, you know, really look into this. You know, part of why I think it's so important is, I don't know, it's probably about 10 years ago, I really enjoyed Paul Johnson's big, huge book called The History of the Jews. And it was a very long listen, but it was powerful. And especially the chapter in terms of the conditions that led to the Holocaust, he broke that out unlike any other historian has ever done. And one thing that I still remember is how prosperous Germany was prior to the Holocaust. I don't know why I didn't think, I was thinking it was more like cavemen, you know, acting like cavemen and barbarians. But the conditions of Germany prior to the Holocaust, not just for the Jewish people, but the non-Jewish people, you know, Germany was, you know, the breadbasket of Europe. It was flourishing in art, in science, in academia, in industry and production. And many of the Jewish people were leaders in those areas, in finance and in music and art and science. And anyways, of course, the Holocaust happened. And not only was there just a massive loss of intellectual capital and talent and skill, you know, that the world will never be able to get back, but, you know, just the scar that it left on world history and the reshaping of Europe and the, but as I reflect on that whole experience, this Holocaust experience, and I think of what America is today and how flourishing we are in academia and in finance and in the arts, and there's some interesting parallels, excuse me, there's some interesting parallels that that are going on right now with America and in Germany at the time of the Holocaust. And I think, you know, for us here at Heritage, we want people to know history because it is, you know, one of the greatest educators. It's almost a prognosticator in some ways of you repeat history if you have certain conditions that are coming together. And that's why we need to teach this so that we don't repeat, you know, that scar on world history that the Holocaust is. It's terrible. But anyways, the parallels are just stark in terms of America and Germany at that time. So, well, this is great. I'd love to hear what feedback that you've heard from the schools that have implemented this. What maybe share a success story or two, and so people can kind of get the vision of what how their school would benefit if they bring this into their program.
Absolutely. So I'll share a little bit about our growth spurts over the past 2 years, and then I can share some of our teacher survey outcomes. So when we started this program in the state of Florida during the 23-24 school year, we ended the school year with about 250 teachers in our learning management system. And then at the end of last school year, we had over 650 teachers in our system. And now, as of today, we have over 1,300 teachers in our system using these programs. Our growth has been really exponential. We are in 3/4 of the districts in the state of Florida, hoping to get into that last quarter of the districts this school year. And then we're in school districts in New Jersey, New York, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Texas, Arizona, Arkansas, and Georgia, as well as Guam. So it's the growth is just, again, like I said, we do it very organically through conferences, through being able to be on a podcast such as this one. And I'll share. So at the end of every year, we do a teacher survey because we do want to know what the teachers want. We want to know what they would make it better for them to use in their classrooms. And we want to feedback from them on how it's playing out. And the last year's surveys were incredible. 99% of the teachers surveyed indicated that they would recommend this program to colleagues, other schools, other teachers around the country. And 100%, which was unheard of. Like, I've never gotten 100% of any survey ever. But 100% of the teachers surveyed affirmed that these lessons are so relevant to students in today's world. So that's some of that real-time data that we're getting. And 94% of the teachers surveyed also reported that these lessons significantly are impacting their students in the classroom today. And I think that what the teachers are telling us is that they love the ability to hit pause at any point during the lesson, at any point during the survivor testimony, and really process with their students what they're hearing, what they're learning, what they're engaging in. Because I think that's the part that makes it so engaging and impactful, is not just the stories, but when the teacher is able to use that resource guide and those tools that we give them alongside the videos to process with their students. They're processing along with their peers, and they're learning along with their peers and their teacher, and really having those deep, empathetic questions and answers, and having that time to talk about what they're feeling and what they're learning through these lessons.
Congratulations on your success. I think that's outstanding. And if your state was not listed there and you're listening from one of those states, call Lee. She probably has a few tips on how to get a bill through, or just call your local school district or charter school, or, you know, do something. I'm sure your organization has some great ideas of how to pull that in. So
absolutely. And it's a very fast turnaround. It's not a long process for us to get this into any school or any district. It's just a matter of the school or the district deciding that they want to use the program. And then acknowledging our guidelines. And we do have a few guidelines for the program, but they're very easy. The guidelines are just that every entity that uses this program has to acknowledge that the material is copyrighted and proprietary and can't be shared outside of their school, and that every teacher who's in the system has to use their school-based email while they're using the program, because we do check on who's in the system. And then they just need to share with us the number of students that are participating in the lessons. Those are our only rules for the program right now. So once they agree to that, then we send them the enrollment key, and then we set up a time to do our teacher training.
Nice. It's easy. Yeah. I was surprised how quickly it was implemented. I thought it would be a little more involved, but yeah, thank you. Well, Lee, this has been great. This is a timely subject. I think it's important for schools to really get high quality material that's accessible, and all the things that you discussed. They'll definitely see the benefits. We'll just kind of wrap up here, but I'd love to see if there's anything else that you wanted to share from the program or what you're working on. And we'd love to give you the last word with our guests here.
Fantastic. You know, like I said, we can very easily be in any school, any district, very quickly, just a matter of reaching out. We do go to a lot of conferences. We would love to see people at our conferences as well. And we're just continuing to grow the program and add pieces to the program. We have one more lesson coming this year on the 10 stages of genocide will be in our system shortly. And then we have some things coming in the near future that are very exciting. We're working on creating what's called a digital twin. So it's an AI version of the survivors that are already in the testimonies, where after the students listen to the lesson and listen to the survivor testimony, they will be able to actually ask the survivor questions. There are really strict guidelines and guardrails, and we'll be sending it with a list of questions and information for the teacher on how to implement it with their students. But it just kind of takes it to a little bit of a next level. That'll probably be rolling out next school year.
Wow, that's fun.
That sounds cool. An interactive piece. I like that component. Yep. That sounds cool.
Well, Lee, again, congratulations. And we're so glad that you joined American Classroom here. This podcast exists to further the discussion on the role of K-12 education in building a civil society in our country. And so I just love what you're doing, because I think that really adds to the important dialogue of civility and building American educated Americans. An educated person needs to know about the Holocaust and not just the historical you know, bits and pieces of it, but, you know, really what the application is. And you guys are nailing it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
An educated and empathetic American, right? Yes.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the opportunity. Thrilled that your schools are using the program and hoping that we get lots of other schools and engaged in the program.
Well, sounds good. Well, maybe we'll have you back in a year or two and get an update on how things are going.
That would be fantastic.
All right. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks so much, Lee. Have a great day.
If you like this episode, please like and share with someone who would find this interesting. We appreciate you listening to the American Classroom podcast today.
Thank you.
American Classroom is brought to you by Heritage Academy Mesa. Heritage Academy in Mesa, Arizona is a public charter school serving grades 7 through 12. Youth that come to Heritage are not just students, but scholars who are taught by the number one rated faculty in Arizona. If you'd like to learn more about Heritage Academy Mesa, please visit heritageacademyaz.com and click Mesa.